For a reality check, Honolulu Civil Beats takes aim at something called fake farms. You know, the gentleman in the states that some say may not do much to contribute to agriculture. Reporter Stuart Yurton joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, we certainly have our share of fake farms across the state.
Yes, we do. It's been something that's been going on for a while, and it looks like now the legislature is trying to do something to change it.
Right, and folks say that, what, these fake farms really don't do anything to help agriculture. In fact, they might actually hurt serious ag efforts.
No, that's right. So just briefly, the background is, you know, the state land use law and the county zoning laws basically allow there to be a farm dwelling on agriculture land. And in Honolulu, for example, there are lots that can be as small as 2 acres, and you can have a farm dwelling. The issue is that farm dwelling isn't really that well defined, and you can end up really converting a piece of ag land into a pretty big residential lot, building a house there, planting some fruit trees and maybe some herbs or veggies or something, and then calling it a farm. And it's completely legal. And given housing, the situations and demand for housing, especially luxury homes, there's a big incentive for people to do that. So yeah, that's the situation now.
And you folks have highlighted Olomana and some parcels there.
Right. So this is out at the edge of Kailua near Waimanalo. It is a section, a pretty unusual island of land classified and zoned as agriculture, really in that whole area. Most of it's either conservation or urban. And this is ag land. And again, it's a subdivision or a neighborhood of maybe about 23 lots and 2 acres, as small as 2 acres, and some of those sold for $1 million just for an acre of land with no house.
Yeah, so I know, I think just this past week I happened to see an ad in the paper advertising, these gentlemen estates. I think it was on the North Shore here on Oahu and Wailua area. And they were advertising the fact that they were close to surfing spots and, you know, great beaches, but very little was said about ag.
Right, and that's the thing, and this is what the critics say. There are people who are pushing for to grow more food here and other things say, wait a minute, this land really should be primarily for agriculture. The bills would say, look, we want this to be really agricultural land, produce at least $10,000 a year in produce or revenue from the land. You can have a house, but the house really should be an accessory use to the land, not the main use with a little bit of ag. That's what the bill would do.
Right, because you drive around these neighborhoods and you see these luxury homes with just a few trees. So the definition's been pretty broad.
Yeah, the definition is very broad. So again, this would narrow it by saying we really want there to be at least $10,000 a year in revenue coming from agriculture on these parcels. How enforceable that would be is up in the air. That could create some problems. But this is the direction the legislature wants to take to close this loophole.
So what does the Hawaii Farm Bureau think?
The Farm Bureau is supportive of it. I mean, they say that, you know, we do need land for agriculture. And, you know, not only that, they want to go even farther and look at another portion of the bill that helps prevent things from being subdivided or put into small parcels. But yeah, the Farm Bureau's behind it. The city and county of Honolulu's supportive. There's really no opposition that we've seen that's been filed in testimony against these bills.
So really, these agencies, these different entities see a need to tighten up these and close these loopholes.
Yes, this seems to be it. I mean, the development community has not testified. We haven't seen anything from them on it. So we're waiting and we're watching. Who knows, they could come in, but so far there hasn't been anything.
Okay, and as far as making all the crossover, you know, the deadlines and that kind of thing. So at this point, it's still moving along.
Yeah, the bills. There's a House and Senate bill. Both are moving along. They're all neither one's been amended, which is pretty remarkable. Each bill has gone through its respective house and crossed over with no amendments. So they're kind of moving along.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. You can read the story at civilbeat.org.